This is Alex Peace of EG with Daniel Levine of Cogress, Paul Godfrey of Godfrey London, Ben Barbanel, head of debt finance at Oak North, on a recent 22 million loan for a bit of Neverhall Gardens. Chaps, thank you very much for speaking to me. I guess, Paul, we're probably best to start with yourself, really, and ask what's the scheme at the moment? It's 14 homes in North London, but, you know, what's the status of it? What are you up to at the moment, really?
Yeah. So it's a scheme in Hampstead. It's a luxury development of 14 flats, a refurbishment of an existing building, and a new build, 7 flats in each building with underground parking and a concierge. The building itself, Auto Shift House, has a fabulous history. It used to be built by the Marion Wilson estate, which is very, very active in northwest London, and Auto Shift purchased the house in the 1920s. He was a philanthropist at the time, and when he died in the 1940s, he actually bequeathed it in his will the house to become a care home for victims of Nazi persecution. When the building was of no use anymore, in sort of 8-9 years ago, Squires and Partners, who are famous architects, got planning permission for luxury development, as I discussed previously. We purchased the scheme with planning consent and have just finished the scheme with practical completion, and we've launched it 8 weeks ago with 6 flats under offer or exchange contract.
Okay then, so you're already at practical completion, 6 already under offer after 14. Ben, from your perspective, what have Oak North come in and provided the finance on? Or do you want to take us through the deal, I suppose?
Sure. So one of the things that Oak North focuses on is flexible debt solutions. And this was another example allowing facility to be granted to the borrower, effectively refinancing his existing senior debt and then enabling the developer to repay the more expensive mezzanine finance on the site in advance of us as senior lenders, which is pretty rare. And also in this market, banks coming into high-end residential developments in high-end locations is also pretty rare at the moment. But given the strength of the developer, the strength of experience, the strength of the wider team, and our existing relationship with Paul, it was something that we were very comfortable in doing.
Got you. I mean, do you think this is something that could emerge more in the coming years, or do you think it's sort of quite few and far between deals like this?
I think it would always be something we would consider. But again, for Oak North, we are very much focused on strength and depth of management teams and quality of products. So for us, we look at every deal on a deal-by-deal basis, which gives flexibility as and when we need to offer it.
Mm-hmm. And Dan, last but not least, I mean, what's Cogress's involvement in this deal? You're the equity partner with Godfrey London.
Sure. So we're a private equity firm, and we connect qualified investors and developers together. So what happens is we'll underwrite funds to a developer once it's been through our due diligence process, and then launch it to our community of investors who choose on a case-by-case basis which investment they want to invest in. And this was much the same, the first that we actually did with Godfrey London. When we launched it to our community, we were raising £3.6 million for this project, or slightly over. We managed to raise all those funds in a few days.
Mm-hmm. And I mean, from your perspective, you're still very keen on you've worked subsequently with Godfrey London, and you've worked with Oak North as well. You're still very keen on this kind of this scale of residential development, this type of residential development, and as are your investors.
It's really about the right developer, the right placement, and the right price, and seeing the track record of the developer and their ability to successfully exit it, and most importantly, whether the thing that they're looking to develop there is genuine demand for. And I guess, as Ben was saying earlier, you have to be very cautious about what you are lending on. And we're much the same. And often Oak North and us work closely together to discuss elements like that.
Well, chaps, best of luck with the continuing sales and the continuing deal. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.